The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray's engineering and producing the show on this Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, with our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of our programs available for you 24/7 through the podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Very full show. Let's get right into it and go to the nation's capital. Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington governmental affairs, is waiting for us on the live line. Terry has enjoyed a long and distinguished career, beginning as a key aide to Congressman Morris K. Udall. He went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's senior partner in the respected government affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which, among other clients, they represent the city of Tucson. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing just great. December has arrived, and we're still in the 60s, so I guess there is no global warming. But anyway, it's supposed to turn wintry later in the week, and so I'll start thinking about maybe going down south for a couple weeks.
There you go. I'm getting your birthday card ready. All of us fellow Sagittarians, Terry, have to stick together.
Well, happy birthday to you in advance, and I will accept yours without discussing how old I am.
There you go.
We'll move right along.
Hey, the Wildcats, they had some bad luck in the Bahamas, three straight games down.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they rebounded pretty well. They knocked off the Runnin' Rebels up at UNLV in overtime. So this is a team loaded with talent, that's for sure.
Well, I saw this Long Beach State game, the only one I've seen, and I was just mesmerized by it because I could see on the Arizona team how much talent they have. And, you know, I was talking with some friends. Do they have too much talent? You know, how does a coach give these studs? You know, they all are. They're used to being the heroes of their high school team, and they're all state and, you know, presumably have All-American talent. How do you split it up? You know, I think that's a problem they're dealing with right now. Who is that great 7-foot-1 player they have who, like Markkanen, can hit three-pointers? I won't hold you his name, but anyway, they've got it.
DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah, I tell you what, that guy is amazing. I mean, wow. I mean, think of the height, the talent, the coordination. Looks like he dribbles like a guard. I mean,
yeah, he's amazing.
So I think Coach Miller has a lot of talent, and maybe it makes coaching even tougher when you don't have one or two stars, but you have five on the floor. What do you do with them?
I think it actually, them being knocked out of the top 25 may turn out to be a real blessing come March. Because I think they're going to be rolling. Well, things have been wild with the Wildcats, and they've been pretty wild where you are in the nation's capital. There's some important business, isn't there, that's got to be taken care of here before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is really... we are really boxed in here with so many things. We're used, you know, Bill, we're used to having these challenges at the end of the year. Congress traditionally backs tough decisions off till the end, but we've got decisions coming in every corner, and it's really quite amazing. You know, for example, we've got a conference committee which is going to try to meld the tax bills together from the House and the Senate, and they are way different. You know, they really are very different. And that's going to be a big challenge because in the Senate, they can only lose two votes, and if they start pulling out things that they promised in order to get votes, they may not get that bill through. So, you know, as I said, you know, months ago, I just thought that this tax bill was an awfully tough thing for them to take on right away. And I think even if they do get it through, I think they produce what might be a very unpopular product. But anyway, I talked to, did I tell you, Bill, I talked to one of the leaders at a party, one of the Republican leadership people, I'll keep out of it, but, and he said that right now they're going to focus completely on the tax bill and get that done, and then pass probably a short appropriations extension, which will go from December 8th till December 22nd, and then hope that the Christmas bells are ringing loud enough to create leverage to get a final deal then and send people home.
So are we looking at a government shutdown?
Well, you know, Bill, it's a $64,000 question. My general answer to that is no. They're not going to do that again. And yet, I see so many complications in this. You know, you've got the extension of the debt limit, highly controversial. You've got, you know, you've got the defense appropriations. You've got all these things which have backed up and are going to have to be thrown in one big bill. And, you know, we're going to be watching that bill very carefully because, as you know, that defense authorization, defense appropriation bill, is very, very important for us in Tucson. It has the appropriations, and we did very well, all the appropriations for the A-10 program, and a lot more, Raytheon included. So that's a very important bill for Tucson. That's just one of many things that have to go into this bill.
Well, then you've got the whole thing with the Dreamers legislation, and that's, we don't have a lot of time to get into that, but it is complicated.
Yeah, that the Dreamers legislation and the children's health insurance legislation are going to be demanded by the Democrats. And just to give you a sense, because they haven't extended the CHIP program, we now have 9 million poor children without medical care. And, of course, you know, we're talking about 800,000 Dreamers who were born in this country of parents who were not citizens. And they are what we call the Dreamers. They've gone, lived their whole lives here. They've gone to school here. And many of them are highly productive people in our economy. The right wing wants to send them back to their country of origin. And yet, as you know, Bill, many of these folks have never been in those countries.
Well, there's certainly a lot on the table, and I've only got about 2 minutes, and I wanted to just get some of your thoughts, because this is our, we do this on a monthly basis. The next time we talk with you will be early January. So as Trump's first year, President Trump's first year comes to a close, we keep hearing people say, well, not a lot has been accomplished. Is that true necessarily?
No, I think Trump is, I don't approve of much of it, but I think he's gotten quite a lot done. The most important thing he got done was to lock in a conservative Supreme Court for maybe a decade by his appointment and getting that through. And then what's behind the scenes in every department of government, you're seeing rules and regulations being torn up. You're seeing highly conservative, in some cases right-wing policies going into effect. And, you know, these tweets and all of that, as we discussed last time, is a media strategy. That's what he does, you know, to defray or to override press, say, on the Russia scandal, which is a huge problem for him. But in any event, meanwhile, in all the agencies of government, they're employing very conservative people into the management there, and they are coming up with some of the most right-wing policies, you know, not normal conservative Republican policies, but right-wing policies throughout the government.
And the problem, I think, that you've articulated before is that really no single person speaks right now for the Republicans. Would you agree with that?
I would. You know, for example, Speaker Ryan had a press conference. He was asked, well, after all this is done, where are you going then? And he immediately said, we're going to take a look at all the entitlement programs, including Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And then about a half an hour later, Mitch McConnell disagreed with him. President Trump has said nothing. So we don't really know who the spokesman for the party currently is.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting rest of the month, and then we'll talk to you again, Terry, after the holidays. So I want to wish you and your lovely family a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Birthday coming up, and all of those things.
Thank you, Bill, and may I say the same to all my friends in Tucson.
Thank you.
And their families, and you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Terry Bracey with us, our Buckmaster contributor from Washington, D.C. Green Things is the Poinsettia headquarters, for all of your poinsettias, all the holiday plants. They've got them over at Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk. They're just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. If you have not gone over there lately, you will be very impressed. 13 acres, really just loaded with pretty much everything green you can imagine. Again, the website, greenthingsaz.com. 1216 on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman is coming up next. He's with me in studio. And it's kind of a neutral day on the market. We'll find out about that and more with Shelley right after this.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to icstucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
The weather outside is frightful. Not here in Southern Arizona, but it's the season to think about your year-end giving. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona relies on contributions from generous people like you to help homeless pets in our community. Support their great work and learn more about how your tax-deductible gift can help build their new location at 635 West Roger Road, opening in 2018. Visit hssaz.org. That's hssaz.org.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for the holidays and for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare, and Sazerac, Creole kitchen and cocktails are synonymous with quality. 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improved mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. working together for a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday, our Talking Travel segment with Ryan Hansen of Bon Voyage Travel. Where are you going for the holidays? Also, we'll talk with Dr. Mark Sykes. He heads up the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, and always on BuckmasterShow.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor professional. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Why don't I do that right now? Consult Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, how are you, sir?
I am really very, very well today, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I must make a comment.
Go ahead.
About the new disclaimer recordings.
Yes.
That voice is so wonderfully resonant and
deep. Oh, yeah. That's our friend Tom Fairbanks.
Yeah. What a wonderful job.
He also does my newly created disclaimer at the beginning of the program.
Sounds so ominous.
Well, can you think of anybody better than Tom Fairbanks' voice to do a disclaimer like that? No, we love that, the deep resonance of Tom Fairbanks. Anyway, I think people will be very happy, probably, unless something dramatic happens over the next couple of weeks. Folks, investors are going to feel that this has been a terrific year.
Well, it's been a very good year. The markets since the election are up about 24-25%. The gain so far this year, if we take an average of the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones and the S&P 500, up around 12 or 13 points. That's a good year. It's actually historically average, but it has been a little bit dramatic because it happened all bunched up after the election. Now we're a year away from that. So if we wind up the year on the Dow up 14 or 15 points, that's a big win. It's been a great ride.
What's the average normally for a year for the Dow?
Historically, since
1930 or just after
the just after the Great Depression, around 12%.
Wow. That's a pretty good average.
Yeah, it's a very good average, and people don't realize that. and even since 2008, we've averaged about that. We've come in actually a little bit higher because we had a hole to dig out of. But this has been a very good year. The numbers are large because the base number is so much larger than we're used to. I mean, when you start off with a base number at 20,000, 21,000, 22,000, then in order to get to a 12% number, you're going to have days that are in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm. Terry Bracey was talking about shutting that, you know, one question is whether the government will have a shutdown. And he was also talking about what looked like some really heavy lifting in these negotiations on the tax bill. Those are just a couple of the items, aren't they, that are really driving the market?
Well, the between now and the end of the year, several things have to happen that the market will be watching very closely. One thing that has typically been very important in terms of the market is the meeting of the Fed Open Market Committee, which is scheduled to meet this month and raise interest rates for the third time this year. Now, ordinarily, that would be what we all talk about.
You bet.
But nobody's mentioning it at all. Number one, it's expected. I think the
quarter
the odds,
quarter percent.
Uh-huh. The odds making on this increase are probably in the 70 or 80% range.
Won't be a ripple though, probably on the market if this.
Well, normally that,
it,
that
normally
would,
it would.
It would
depress it. A
depress
little.
The market a little bit, but hardly a ripple at this point. The two other things that, of course, have taken center stage, one is the need for a continuing resolution to keep the government open. Terry was speaking quite eloquently about that, of course. And the other is this, the Republican tax revision or tax cut or whatever you want to call it. From the perspective of the market, the most affecting piece of that is the piece that would cut corporate taxes from about today's 35% down to a nominal 20%. I say nominal because most corporations don't pay anywhere near the 35%. They pay about 18%.
So most of them are paying that about right now, about in that 20%.
Yes, it's about 18% overall, and it's disparate across the market segments, so that some large companies pay nothing. Medium-sized companies are paying in the range of 30, 32, 35%, and small companies which pass through very often are simply paying at the rate that is the rate of the taxpayer as an individual. So what we're seeing is some hope on the part of people who own stock that a decrease in the marginal rate will allow companies to increase their profits and also to bring back to the United States some large amounts of cash that have been kind of parked offshore because of the 35% tax rate in bringing that back. Now, if you speak to economists and you speak to, you know, people on one side or the other of this issue, you get again, disparate opinions as to whether that will happen. What we know right now is that there's about $1.5 trillion of cash or cash equivalents sitting in the United States in corporate coffers that isn't being reinvested and is being used for mergers, acquisitions, and buybacks and increasing dividends. So it's hard to imagine that bringing more cash back will increase that more than a little bit. There will be some stimulative effect.
But that's cash on the sidelines.
It's cash on the sidelines.
Whoa, that's, I mean,
because
a lot of
there's
money.
Not enough demand.
A trillion and a half.
Not enough demand to warrant corporations to make large purchase or renovation or new factory decisions at this point. If their corporate forecasters can't assure the people who control the money, the financial people, that the demand warrants that kind of capital investment, they're not going to make it. And the other thing is, and we've talked about this a bunch as well, is that so much of American corporations' sales and manufacturing is done offshore that corporations have to keep a bunch of money offshore in order to do the investing offshore that they need, especially in the developing economies.
So there are questions about how much of would come back.
You'll get some stimulation mm-hmm. from a corporate tax decrease, and that's a good thing. The question is, will it be significant enough to overcome the cost to the economy of doing a cut like that. If I were you know, making those decisions, I'd do a cut, but I'd probably do it at around 28% and make sure that it was revenue neutral. This one will not be revenue neutral.
Check with your financial planner. It's the end of the year, and Shelley, this is a good time to talk with your people and hopefully some new folks.
Absolutely. This is the time of the year when you've got to check on the most pressing thing is if you have a retirement account
right.
and you're over 70 and a half that you've taken your required minimum distribution.
Got to do that.
But there's also, especially when you've had large movements in segments, some segments of the market and not in others, has your account gone out of balance?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still allocated the way you want and need it to be allocated? That's very, very important. And having that discussion with your advisor is really critical at this time of the year.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. Shelley, hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too, Bill.
Shelley Fishman, find out about him at buckmastershow.com.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of Securities America or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner and investment advisor in private practice here in Tucson. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through PFG Advisors. Securities America and PFG Advisors are separate entities.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza.
Enjoy the most magical time of the year with friends and family at Tohono O'Toole's annual Holiday Nights. Listen to musical performances as you stroll through the gardens decked with over a million twinkling lights. Holiday Nights takes place the first three Fridays and Saturdays in December from 5:30 to 8:30. Shop local this holiday season. Our museum shops are full of local art and unique gifts, including annual memberships to Tohono O'Toole. Tickets and event information are available at tohonoochule.org/holidaynights.
It's the most wonderful time of the year at Reed Park Zoo. Tucson's favorite tradition, Zoo Lights, presented by Tucson Electric Power. Enjoy the falling snow and live music as you stroll through the zoo with twinkling lights. Visit Santa at the Reed Park Zoo from December 7th through the 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. Plus Encore Nights, 6 to 8, December 26th through the 30th. For tickets and more, visit reedparkzoo.org or stop by Metro PCS for your discounted Zoo Lights coupon.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your BBB, here to share two of our 12 tips to a fun and safe holiday season. Tis the season for charity giving. First tip, check out give.org to find BBB accredited charities that have fully disclosed information to BBB Wise Giving Alliance. Second tip, request a free holiday issue of the BBB Wise Giving Guide to be sent to a friend or family member. To read all of our BBB holiday tips, visit bbb.org/holiday helper. Happy holidays from the entire team at Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. this is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Historic Silver City is just a 3-hour drive. It's a great time of year over there. It's a lovely time of year. In fact, do some outdoor events. Of course, you go hiking, camping, a nice visit to the historic Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument just north of Silver City. The full listing of the great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities is available for you by going to southwestnewmexico.org. Dr. Ray Woosley joins us now. Dr. Woosley hosts our segment that we call Your Meds. He is the former University of Arizona College of Medicine dean. He is the founder of the very successful Credible Meds, your latest venture, but CPATH, which is really a fast track getting some drugs that really need to be on the market in a more timely manner, Dr. Woosley. And then crediblemeds.org is his latest venture, which is doing very well. And people from 180 to 200 countries all over the world visit the crediblemeds.org website. CPATH is really doing great things.
It is. I am so proud. I tell people.
What year was that you created CPATH?
We launched it in 2005.
Yeah.
And then I stepped down in 2012, and it's really taken off when they got rid of me.
But No. You're still around and giving a lot of great advice. But the point is, it was created because there was this need.
That's right. The drugs that were being developed, more than half of them were failing at after $1 billion had been spent on developing them.
And spending 10, 20 years in development.
Exactly. Take a decade and $1 billion and you still fail half the time. Mm. And so the Critical Path Institute got together the FDA and the drug industry and said, how can we test drugs and find out that they're working or not sooner and more reliably, and get those medicines to the people that are needed? And they're doing it. I'm so proud of them.
Fast-tracking some things that really are needed.
And they don't work on the products. They work on the way they're tested, which has been the biggest problem. There'd be all these different methods to test drugs, but no one would know which one's the best.
What are we calling medical foods in this country? This is all sorts of it's a kind of a wide open Pandora's box here, isn't it?
It is, Bill. I really was shocked this week to learn what had happened kind of when I was looking the other way. You know, I try to follow what's going on in drug development and medicines mm-hmm. all the time, but an alert came out from the FDA on a product called Limbrel.
L-I-M-B-R-E-L, Limbrel.
Right. It's actually made and marketed out of Scottsdale, Arizona.
Huh.
And the FDA sent out an alert saying they've got almost 200 serious adverse events with people with serious lung injury and liver injury from this product. And they were calling for it to be withdrawn from the market. And the company hasn't done so. So it's still on the market. The FDA has no power to take it off. It's labeled as a medical food.
Hmm.
But the FDA says it's being marketed as a drug. So it's an unapproved drug. And the FDA is saying, don't take it. If you're taking it, stop. Contact your doctor. it's a in a category of products that I wasn't really aware of what was happening. You know, this product called medical foods, this category, was created because often children are born with inborn errors in their metabolism, and they can't handle certain foods, like certain amino acids cause them damage. So they have to eat a diet free of that amino acid. And these are often baby formula. So they created this category, and they said if you it has to be prescribed by a doctor and used under medical supervision, and it can be used for a medical purpose, so it's a medical food. Well, now these companies have come out with products for Alzheimer's, and this Limbril is for osteoarthritis. And it's got chemicals in it that the FDA has asked the company, what are you putting in that product? Now, these products can be marketed without FDA approval. So many of them are untested. Many of them have now being found to have serious side effects that could have been prevented with FDA review, but the law doesn't allow that. And even the FDA isn't allowed to take it off the market.
So there could be things on the market that that could be very bad for you.
Exactly. And a lot of doctors prescribe these things without evidence that they're going to be effective. We also have...
Did this have to be prescribed by a doctor or
it
no?
It does. It does.
This does.
And it's often prescribed by naturopaths who don't have the same medical training that physicians do. And there's a website where they list all the doctors in the country that are on their prescribers list. So they go out and encourage these doctors to prescribe their unapproved FDA products.
And I understand it contain, from what we know, the chemicals are the compound is from at least two plants.
Right.
And there's zinc as well that's in there.
There's some zinc in it. It's in a form that we don't know what it does. these plants, we don't know if they're the real plants that they're labeled. And we really don't know much about the – even if we knew the plants, we wouldn't know much about what they do when you take them into your body.
Well, I've learned something, and that's why I do this show every day, because I try to learn something every day. I had not even heard of this term, medical food.
Well, it came about because we needed these intravenous – foods for kids, children who can't absorb certain foods from their nutrients from their diet. So it was a legitimate need when this category was created, but it's being misused, I think, in my opinion.
Let's see if we can also cover an important study that came out, Dr. Woosley, since we last saw you concerning generic drugs. This is something we have talked about a lot in our monthly sessions. Some people really have an aversion to if the doctor says, well, I've got a generic, I'd like to prescribe it, they think it's not good.
Exactly.
They think it's just not up to par with the real thing. They want the real thing.
And I'm glad you brought it up because, you know, everybody in the country is rightfully concerned about the price of medicines. So what can you do? Well, one thing you can do is beware of these medical foods that can be prescribed. Beware of the dietary supplements. Over $30 billion wasted on dietary supplements every year in this country. But the other thing you can do is to be aware that generic drugs have been approved by the FDA. There have been data submitted to the FDA. And if you if your doctor prescribes those, it can save you enormous amounts of money. And the study that just came out showed that when a drug went off patent and they started prescribing the generics, they looked at 5,200 people, and those people didn't have any increased medical problems. These were serious medications for osteoarthritis, depression. So these were major medicines.
And when statins
in there. They didn't have any medical complications. They didn't go to the emergency room. They didn't go back to their doctors more often. They didn't stop taking that generic. So the generics were found to be just as good as the brand name drugs, which is what the FDA had certified to start with.
You know, I wonder if there's a kind of a psychological component to this that people think, well, you've heard the saying, you get what you pay for. And the people think, well, oh my gosh, how could that drug that is maybe a tenth of the cost of the patented drug, How could that be as good?
In fact, there's actually a research study you and I talked about here a couple of years ago where they showed if you put a bigger price tag on people on a product, people think it worked better.
There's more value to it or something.
And that's why we see these ads on TV all the time. Those brand names that are so easy to say and are very expensive, but the generic drug for those when they're available. So the message to everyone is when you get a prescription, ask if the generic is available for that product.
What should we know about Credible Meds? Where do we find it?
Credible Meds, just if you Google Credible M, it will fill it out.
Just Google it.
And take you there. And we have information about medicines that's not biased.
Heck, you could put in your generic drug, right?
You can.
Put in whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. You can put in the name of the drug, and it will make sure you spelled it right. It will tell you if it has serious side effects that could affect your heart. We're now very close to launching a drug interaction checker. There are many already available, but we'd like to have our own, and that's our current project.
All right. Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, you and your lovely family.
You and Ann, too.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It's Buckmaster on KVOI. This week's Arts Report on the program, sponsored by our friends at Fox Tucson Theater. Friday, December 15th, the Fox welcomes Mariachi Christmas, featuring Mariachi Sol de Jose Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez is internationally known for embracing the romanticism of Mexico's land and people by presenting an energetic and authentic mariachi experience. Remember to check out the Fox Theater film classic series coming. The Fox was originally, of course, designed in the 1930s as a movie palace. And in the month of December, a couple of my favorites, 1946 film, It's a Wonderful Life. Of course, that is synonymous with Christmas, as is the 1954 White Christmas with Bing Crosby, and then, of course, 2003 Polar Express. Love those three Christmas movies. See them on the big screen the way the director intended. For more information, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan. Margaret, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. She started writing for the Weekly in 1990. She's really carved out quite a career as an author. Two prize-winning books on immigration. The latest is called Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. That came out in 2015, but continues to sell very well. She travels the country promoting and talking about the book, and she is with us at least once a month. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Bill. How are you today?
Very good. Christmas, holiday season, of course, is synonymous with emblematic of the Nutcracker.
Yes, and our nutcrackers have cracked open all over the old Pueblo already.
Are you writing about a couple of them?
Yeah, this week in the Tucson Weekly, I wrote about the two that I think are the best of the local productions. One is the Ballet Tucson, very traditional Nutcracker, beautiful classical ballet, you know, in an old world setting. And then we have the Tucson Regional Ballet Southwest Nutcracker, which is really fun because they set this old European story in Tucson circa 1880.
Huh. So which do you prefer? Well, I'm not going to ask you which you prefer.
Which one do I prefer?
You like them both very much.
I like them both, and they're quite different. Now, the one this week, this coming weekend, is going to be the Southwest Nutcracker with Tucson Regional Ballet. And the big bonus that they have is that they have live music from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. Mm. And as you know, going to performances, it is always a treat and a wonder to get actual live music. And this is, you know, the whole symphony can't play because you've got the ballet on the stage, but a good chunk of the musicians are down there in the pit playing. So it makes for a really nice, you know, combination of the two art forms. Now, Tucson Ballet Tucson, which is later in the month, they've got the weekend right before Christmas. You know, Christmas is on Monday this year.
Right.
And I think they're performing Friday through Sunday. So they tell me they do get a very good audience because a lot of people have their Christmas preparations all done. They have company visiting. They're looking for something to do. And that production, you know, that is the only professional ballet company here in Tucson. So all of those people dancing in that show are, you know, highly trained professional dancers. They get paid. It's a job. So that's a great thing, too, you know, that these are very experienced and just gorgeous dancers.
And the origins of the Nutcracker, 19th century Russian ballet, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to me. A German story written in 1816, so that's 201 years ago this all got started. A German author named E.T.A. Hoffmann wrote a story about a nutcracker. And, you know, the story is very weird. It starts out with a party in somebody's house, and then there's a magician who comes, and he gives the little girl a magical nutcracker, and then by the second act, we're off in this fantasy land of snow queens and sugar plum fairies and dancers from different, folk dances from all over the world. So it's quite an interesting fairy tale, really. But so that was written way back in 1816, and then in the late 19th century, Petipa, the famous choreographer who worked in Russia, he created the first ballet, and of course Tchaikovsky wrote the music that now we hear in department stores all over the place at Christmas time is kind of synonymous.
Pretty hard to avoid that, isn't it?
Yeah, and now it just became this thing in the United States that everybody does a nutcracker. It's just really a staple of the season, and it really helps ballet companies survive because it's so popular that they can get much of their, you know, yearly annual income out of their nutcracker tickets. So it kind of it's a bonus both ways for the ballet companies and then for the people who love it. They've seen it as children, and they want to go back to it as adults.
And the venue for both of the ones, Southwest Nutcracker and the Nutcracker later in the month, is the Tucson Convention Center Music Hall.
Yeah, the Music Hall, which is a good place to see. You know, they have good sight lines, and it's nice and big. You can get a lot of people in there.
The exhibit, a small show, but an important one at Terry Atherton's gallery. You wrote about this a week or so ago, but it's certainly, as they say, carved from the headlines, right?
Yeah.
What's going on with the Bears Ears National Monument up in Utah? The president signed an order yesterday dramatically downsizing it, and we've talked on this program with our friend Bill Doley from Archaeology Southwest about this issue, and there's an interesting art show at Atherton about this.
Yeah, you know, I'm very prescient, really. Stephen Strom is a photographer and astronomer.
Yep.
He's combined both careers, and he happened to have been working on photos of bears' ears for some time. You know, it's this Red Rock Wonderland. I think it has been about 1.2 million acres in the southeastern corner of Utah. And I have not been there myself, but I've seen Stephen's photos. It's this Red Rock country, and it's filled, they believe, you know, Bill Doley probably told you this because he's worked with it, 100,000 archaeological sites.
That's right.
And we have rock art, you know, the rock paintings. We have cliff dwellings. We have burial sites. We have ceremonial sites. And there are five different Western tribes that have links to that place. Even, you know, the Zuni, which are down in New Mexico, and the Hopi were in Arizona. And then, you know, the Navajo Nation is up there, and it's Arizona and Utah, as well as you know, New Mexico. And then the two Utah tribes, they all have very strong links to that ancestral landscape. And one thing that happened before it was protected is you had a lot of looting going on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this whole thing where people go in there and they break off archaeological things and pots and whatever they can get and bring them home. And, you know, there's an illicit trade in those objects. So one of the things that the National Monument was going to do would be to protect those precious ancient artifacts. You know, it's part of our cultural heritage. So now, as you know, under the proclamation announced yesterday, it's going to be reduced to about 25%, I believe.
And I'm just about out of time, but the Atherton show is up through the end of the year with Stephen Strom's photos.
Yeah, absolutely. Go down to Atherton right now. There's photos of the Bears Ears National Monument there, so you can see for yourself what a treasure it is.
All right, Margaret Regan, we will look for your work. And again, thank you so much this year for your support. We'll look forward to working with you, and I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season.
Well, thank you so much, and for you too also, Bill.
Thanks a lot. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. They've got some great events in December, including Mariachi Christmas featuring Mariachi Soul de Jose Hernandez, December the 15th, Friday night. And then some great movies for the holiday, kind of emblematic of the holiday season. It's a Wonderful Life, White Christmas, The Polar Express. Those are some of the great movies that are coming up at the Fox. Classic movies to enjoy your holiday season. See them the way the director intended on the big screen. To purchase tickets and to see the full Fox Tucson Theater schedule, please visit foxtucson.com. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. They always put together a fun, content-filled hour. Then Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, with you tomorrow. I've got a very interesting show you will not want to miss tomorrow about the dinosaurs might still be with us if something big didn't happen. We'll tell you about that. On behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.